ni mimo ki oye nkan yi ko ye wa dara dara oluwa wa ran wa lowo awon kan ti ki je ki oye ni loruko jesu kan ma wa ni iteriba iye wa je ko se oju wa je ko se je ka ri awon iya lati nu ofin ra ni oruko jesu ni agba adura. Amen.
Amen.
Moki wa ni oruko Oluwa.
The man of God greets us in the name of the Lord.
Ore ofe Olorun yo ma ba gbe si.
The grace of God shall continue
to dwell with us.
Sheri ife ta ni lati gbe igbe aye Christiani.
The love we have to live the life of a Christian.
Olorun yo ran wa lowo lati le gbe be gege.
The Lord will help us to be able to live it.
A tun tesiwaju lori akori eko wa ti odun yi.
Making progress on the topic for this year.
Akori eko wa lodun ni igbe aye ti agbelebo fun Christiani.
The topic for this year is Christian life of the cross. If we don't live a cross life,
boya in a so long.
It's doubtful if we claim we are children of God. The Lord will not even recognize us as that.
Tori pe ki se pe Jesu wa si aye lati ku lori agbelebo nikan.
Because it's not that Jesus came to this world to die on the cross alone.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀kan nínú tó tún fi lélẹ̀ ni wí pé ẹni tí ó bá jẹ́ ọmọ ẹ̀yìn ó gbọ́dọ̀ gbé àgbélébù rẹ̀ kó sì máa tẹ̀lé òun lọ́jọ́ gbogbo.
One of the principles he has given is that whosoever will be his disciple must take up his cross and follow him all days.
Tó bá wá jẹ́ wí pé àgbélébù wà nínú nkan ti Oluwa fi lele gege bi nkan amuye lati je omo eyin.
If cross is part of the requirement even to be a disciple of Jesus,
bi enikan o ba wa gbe,
so if someone refuses to carry it,
eni e omo leyin,
such a person is not his disciple.
So o ti di dandan igbe aye agbelebo ti di dandan fun omo leyin Christi.
A life of the cross is compulsory for a Christian.
Nigbati a wa n wo apere awon to gbe agbelebo abere eyi ni osu to koja.
As we've been considering, we now started with the examples of those that carry the cross. We started this last month. And we should consider the life of
Paul.
God used Paul to say much about cross. He really understood the meaning of cross.
Paul nikan ni Jesus ko nipa agbelebo.
It wasn't only Paul that Jesus taught about the cross.
Awon ti Jesus ko ni ojukoju ifenuko enu won wa nbe.
There were those Jesus taught physically even the life of the cross.
Ṣugbọn gba ti o ko Paul.
When he would teach Paul,
o ko ninu ifihan.
He taught Paul in Revelation.
Ninu kini mo lo ti ko?
What did he teach Paul
ifihan
in Revelation?
Tori Oluwa so fun pe,
because the Lord no told him.
Nitori eyi ni mo se yan o, ti mo se farahan o, mo si yan o ni elere ohun ti iwo ti ri ati ti won tun fi ara han fun o.
For this reason I have appeared unto you and I have chosen as a witness of those things you seen and which I will still show unto you.
O wa so pe bi n to ran fun o,
that this I'm sending you
pe
to do,
o ji awon pupo,
you're going to suffer much
ninu ti mo ran o yi,
in all this I'm sending you, But I'll be saving you. I'll be delivering you from the Gentiles where I send you to open their eyes, that they may come from darkness even into light, and from the power of Satan to the power of God, that they may take inheritance with the saints through faith in him. And when he got his call, he told us when he wrote to the Galatians, he said he did not confer with blood and even flesh, but he proceeded until he lays down the sword at the feet of Jesus. And he was still explaining to the Galatians that let him be found that he glory in anything save in the cross of Jesus. Through which he had been crucified to the cross, the word that we crucified to him and him to the word.
So, that
if he will glory,
it will
be in the cross of Christ. That was what he used to boast. That what the Lord said I should do is what I'm doing. A cross is a sin of shame. But he was boasting in this. He was boasting that he was carrying the cross. While some people of God were boasting that they are rejected or circumcised. The cross.
I want to dog my yellow.
They tried to reject it.
But Paul was
the Paul did not do that.
But I want to see what you know.
When we proceeded in the lesson, we're told in verse 17 of chapter 2.
Revelation
says that let no man trouble me. I have the testimony that I am a child of Christ even on my body. And he called that testimony a mark. The mark of Christ. He said he was carrying this around. Where he had been beaten. Where he had been wounded. By the time you see, you know he has suffered for Christ. He said he was carrying the mark around that become a stigma on him. Those that were disputing maybe he was an apostle or not, he had the mark of apostleship on him. The mark that he was suffering because of Christ was on him. The Lord will help us. The man of God said something last month.
That
what was translated to mark
in Greek word.
In Greek word. The man of God mistakenly pronounced as stigmata is supposed to be stigmata. It is the mark. Through which one would know that this is of this, this is of this.
Paul.
It was on Paul. You don't have to begin to dispute maybe he was a witness of Christ or not.
We
thank the Lord for the mark of the Lord on
us
through the Holy Spirit.
As
many as have Holy Spirit, they are children of God. And God has given us this testimony.
It's
the first fruit even of what the Lord has given us. That first take Holy Spirit. Through this, you are mine.
So, Aminani
is a mark. The mark that Paul was saying here, it was a mark that he suffered for Christ. He carries the cross. Whosoever carries the cross had taken the instrument of suffering, because that cross is a mark of suffering. And that we have many of these marks on him. You imagine how many times he said he was caught even by the Jews. By the time they will beat someone, they will beat 39 strokes. You have to remove the clothes. That's how they beat criminals. They will beat. Even said some harmful things will be put, like plates will be put in the waves. That was how Jesus was beaten. So you could see these marks on Jesus. And also this mark was on Paul. When he was stoned that he should die,
but
the Lord raised him that he should go. That mark was on him. So we used this last month, that we also, as the one carrying the cross, we should carry it to the stage of the cross, of the mark. The man of God and his wife were saying something in the morning.
I
hope some people believe what they believe is the word, is the will of God. They try to fulfill it in style.
In the church.
In the church. We believe that a woman should cover her head, so that she can pray with her head covered. Many of our women, they also believe this with us. A covering that is like the hair.
They
put it on their head. A minister of God asked a woman one day,
why are you not putting on the veil?
Well, I can only tell if in Kabori.
Only I have a veil upon me.
He now said, she said that Motini in Kabori Lori me.
Really? So Lord, would that okay?
And the man of God checked her well and said that okay, she was putting on wig.
We pray, okay, obeying his commandment is time.
He now asked, "Is okay? Oh, but I see a share. Shubani or na ero boshewu." The man of God just digressed to that.
Yeah.
To have the mark of Jesus,
conspicuous,
it will be very conspicuous. It will not be
good.
It won't be something we are using style to live. One can live the life of the cross in style.
For Paul, everybody saw it. That he was carrying the cross. But if you carry it inside, glory to God. But why inside?
ṣùgbọ́n kí ló dé tó jẹ́ pọ́n ẹ̀rọ ni?
Why are you hiding it?
Kí ló dé tí ò ń fi pamọ́?
Why are you not making it known?
Kí ló dé tó sọ di mímọ̀?
To everybody.
Sí gbogbo èèyàn.
That I bear the marks of Christ.
Pé mò ń lu àpá Kristi káàkiri lára mi.
Paul ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
Paul did this.
Pé gbogbo yín lè lè rí.
That you can all see this.
Àwọn ọ̀nà wà dáadáa náà kúta máa ń fi ṣe inside.
There are diverse ways we do this inside.
Lóru ọ̀nà tẹ́yìn náà lè máa ronú.
There are ways that you can think of.
Ẹ̀mí mímọ́ yóò máa sọ fún yín.
The Holy Spirit will tell you.
Tó bá yẹ pé inside lè ń gbé.
If you are carrying the cross inside.
Mi ò mọ nǹkan tí yẹn lè túmọ̀ sí.
The man of God will not know what that can mean.
Ẹnìkan sọ pé ṣèbí mo ṣáà ti gbé.
Someone said, after all, I've carried it.
Well, èmi kọ́ ni Olúwa tó ní kó gbé.
The man of God is not the Lord that asks you to carry it.
Olúwa ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
The Lord will help us.
Now, Jesus, mo wá parí ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn síbi kan ní last month.
The man of God concluded this at the point last month.
Ṣé rí sí àgbélébù gbígbé gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọlẹ́yìn Kristi tí ò bá jẹ́ ìlànà gbé ayé fún wa?
If carrying the cross is not a life for us to live,
a principle of life,
a principle of life,
if
it's not a principle of life for us,
we pray, ashe Jesu niye,
that this is the command, the principle of Christ.
I must carry the cross.
Mugodo gbe agbelebu.
I must carry my cross.
Mugodo gbe agbelebu.
Nada bere koye.
When we started this teaching,
pe, ni, agbelebu,
the man of God told us that it was called the cross.
Pe ni, agbelebu re.
And it was also called his cross.
Si agbelebu ti Jesu.
Not the cross of Jesus,
agbelebu ti ome.
But the cross of the disciple.
Olúwa ní àgbélébù tí ọmọ ẹ̀yìn kọ̀ọ̀kan.
The Lord has a cross for rich disciple.
Tó o bá tí mọ ti ẹ.
If you don't know your own,
wa,
you have to seek for it, and you will see.
Bóyá lórí pé òun sá fún ni.
Probably because you are running away from it.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó lè mí ní kó lọ kán gí o.
The man of God is not asking to go and make a wooden cross. Ṣorí
gbogbo nǹkan tó bá ti rí
whatever you feel that, oh, people will make jest of me if I do this, that is a cross. If you feel somehow shameful to do that, but it's the will of God, that means you run away from carrying the cross. Jesus said, if someone should deny him, what he was saying before getting to that, he was talking about hard things. I mentioned anyone that denied me on this earth, that in this no evil world, this world full of corruption,
tó jẹ́ pé ẹni tó bá sọ pé òun wà ní ìhà Jésù gan ni wọ́n fẹ́ tako.
That even someone that claims to be on the side of Christ, the one they are ready to go against.
Ó mọ ní.
But you'll be having.
Ìtẹ̀sí àti sọ pé rárá o lọ síbẹ̀ yẹn.
Inclination to say no, you're not going to that direction.
Nígbà tó bá ní ṣe pẹ̀lú kó o ṣe fẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
When it is time for you to do the will of God.
Tàbí kó o dúró ti Jésù.
Or to stand on the side of Jesus.
Jesus wa so pe bi enikan to ba se mi.
Jesus now said anyone that denies me in this evil generation and that denies my word, we should take notice of this. That he will also deny him when it is on his own time. Another place, anyone that is ashamed of me, I will also be ashamed of him when it's my own time. This is your own time, you can be ashamed of him. Instead, he will also be ashamed of you when it's time. But if this is your time, you can't deny him.
The
man of God now told us last month, that he has to understand how it will be exactly. But he knows Jesus has said this.
So
when he was speaking with the disciples, in Matthew chapter 10, and when he got to verse 33, he said that specifically, before he got to that, when he sent his disciples in twos, that same chapter explains it.
O tun wa nba won soro nipa ntoju won o re gege bi omo leyin
won. When they came back, he was discussing with them what they would pass through as his disciples.
Pe oju won o re nkan gan.
That they will experience so many things. Ayo
ni gba ti won.
The world would not even accept them.
Bo e ma beru.
But they should not be afraid.
Si en to ba so emi re ni o ri he.
Whoso that loses his life that shall find it.
Bo en to ba lo nrora
whosoever is trying to save his life will lose it. And he continues to say, with all the oppositions you will be coming across, if you should deny me, if you say you are not on my side, you say you don't know me, or you deny my word, I will also deny you. Don't try it. How do we deny the word of God? The man of God would like to really tell us. We deny the word of God. When the word of God says this is how you should do, but you have another way through which you want to do it, different from how the Lord says you should do it, then you have denied this word.
See,
several ways we used to deny the word of God now. There are some Christians that have even believed now that when you talk about marriage, it's not necessarily be between man and woman alone. And they claim to be children of God. You may say that's a kind of high something. But a child of God that says it doesn't matter if he or she should marry an unbeliever. Has that one not deny the word of God? The scripture says, what fellowship has an unbeliever with a believer? What fellowship has light with darkness? And that brother is very good. Of truth, he has not believed in Jesus.
But
he is a religionist. And you were told that you cannot marry this person. And you say, please, I really love him. Let me marry him. The word of God does not allow this.
You say,
that was then. In different ways. That the word of God says, this is how to do it.
Has
the word of God not asked us to separate ourselves? And do not even mix yourself with this word.
But
be transformed in your thoughts. I beseech you, brethren,
and
you give yourself unto God a living sacrifice, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. You say it's only the ministers of God that is applicable to. That means you deny the word of God. The word of God says you should be faithful.
It says
the condition of things now does not warrant one being faithful?
What
has one done?
One
has
denied
the word of God. You've denied the word of God. You've denied Jesus. You said the way he has said is not how you have really got it.
You've
put it in your own direction. And he says, if someone should do that for him,
at
the point when it's time, he was to do the same for the person. Because this is the time of that person.
And
the time of the law will also come. When we read Matthew chapter 10,
we
also read Mark chapter
8.
Jesus said that of either denying someone or being ashamed of him.
Matthew
chapter 10,
verse
33. When we read that,
Oluwa so nto jo nkankan nipa deny.
God says something about denying.
Yes. Sugbon bi enikan ba se mi niwaju eniyan. Okay. Bi enikan ba se ete ba dele lo ka nti won so debe.
So when you get home, you can read the context before getting to the place.
What
was discussing was it was difficult to be on my side.
But
you, these children that have been on my side,
you
have to prepare and carry your cross and follow me.
Think kakaba lo de gbara te fi so pe
something should come and you say you're not following me,
that
become a problem.
I want
to say I don't know you. Let's read that of Mark. That's where it talks about being ashamed of him.
Instead
of what benefits for one when he gets the old word and lose his life. When we get home, we can read it from verse 31.
But when
we get to verse 38, Mark chapter
8, Jesus ni nitori enikeni to ba tiju mi.
You said whosoever shall be as
strong as me. Ati oro mi. Ese en to ba tiju mi.
Whosoever is ashamed of me,
Christian,
and not only me,
en to ba tiju oro mi na.
Whosoever is ashamed of my words. Why do you do this? A woman said,
idea Paul.
The Paul's idea.
That's
what made him to say that the wife should submit to the husband. And that was the level of civilization there.
Fun apere ki oko je first degree holder, ki yawo ro je PhD holder.
For instance, if the husband should be first degree holder, the wife is a PhD holder.
Also quoting her, only it would be foolish of such a lady to submit to an inferior, an intellectually inferior person.
Yo je wa ope fun ru obirin be lati wa jo wara re fun eni ti o ni ogbon to ohun
ti
o logbon awe ti o lopolo awe to ohun.
Well, how on earth
about yen se ni orile aye?
That is the first century doctrine.
That pe iyen je eko ti igba ibere pepe.
And not the 21st century. Ki
se eko ti isinsiyi.
Okay, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki leleyun tumo si.
What does that mean?
It
means that
if
she also called herself a Christian.
Only idea Paul.
And she said that was Paul's idea.
Current age.
That it wasn't, it's not the current age's idea.
First century theology, not the 21st century theology.
It would be your roti, very quick, ishe, or roti, a koko yi. That when she is not
dwarf, yes,
how will she just be saying yes sir to whatever the man says? That is not reasonable. Does she have a point or not? She has a point as human. But she doesn't have a point when we look at it scripturally. Because she has try to compare the word of God to what she is thinking in her own heart. The man of God told us last month that what do you think will happen when someone denies Jesus and denies his word?
Because
when someone is ashamed of Jesus and his word, many of us don't think about that one, that to be ashamed of words, to fulfill it, to practice the way he has said it. Let's see how we are going to practice or fulfill the word of Jesus. It's not for us to think that if people should see me practicing this, won't they take me as a fool? When I say, it's whatever my husband says we are going to do. The man of God knows a mother. There is a mother in the Lord. She is of age. Herself and her husband.
Could have been quite ordinary. One might 87 or 88. No, ordinary. November now. Wanted clocked 87 or 88.
By November, this November they clocked 87 or
88.
But when they were younger than that. A time the man of God should go to this woman.
Mama,
you want to do this, you want to do that. What do you have to say to this? Mama will respond with something. That the man of God should let her husband even come.
He will decide.
We only use something we say. It's not the first or second time. And he learned from that woman. You know what happened? Talking about age, they were born the same year. She was supposed to think that we are even of age. I could decide on my own. That mother taught the man of God a blessing. Touching a virtuous woman. It's not that he's doing a marriage seminar today. But what he is saying is, we should not be ashamed of Jesus. We should not be ashamed of his word. The word he has said, we should not twist it to how we want. We should not say no to what he has said. If we say no to what he has said, it is very dangerous, risky. It means we don't want to carry the cross. It means the mark the cross wants to put on us, we don't want to bear it. When you get to someone's house, like the woman the man of God just mentioned, Mama, I want you to do this. I want you to help us to tell me to do this. And she says, it's her husband that will decide what she will do. Has she not had the mark? You not responding? What mark has she had? The mark that, oh, so is what your husband says you're going to do. And people around will see her as a fool. Someone that cannot think on her own. If you are asked to do something contrary to the will of God at work, then why don't you do this?
Is
everyone that knows how they go about this? If you don't apply wisdom this time, how much do you earn as a salary? You will realize it will not be enough for you. That's what we used to cushion the effect. And you say no, that the Lord has not taught us that way. Has she got a mark or not? Then they will have to say, oh, you are a fool. Even the salary by the time it will be paid, and it will even be late before the pay. Is that what you're going to be waiting for? And they will have to call such a person, someone that does not know what he is doing. He is an apprentice, very faithful to the master. And he is asked to do something different. And he says he will not do that.
As
what the Lord says he will do, he should do that, he will do. They will tell him, are you a fool?
Oh, my queen, biti, abatimwo.
Don't you know, as you take care of the sick one, you take care of yourself. Or when you feed in someone, will you be feeding the poor? You also have to eat from it.
Oh, my God, I'm lonely.
Don't you know you are being used? Whatever my master has not given me, I will not take it. They may say the master has given him any charm, maybe he's a fool. And he is the master that is faithful. To deal with those around him as humans. Some people with their masters over some other people, they will be dealing with them as if they are not human. The Lord will help us.
So by a when you're
supposed to give them the side, you will delay it. You say they have even duped me in a lot. When the scripture says,
oh yeah,
the wages of a labor is worthy of the wage.
Because
as he's working, he has really set his mind on that will come to his hand and he will use it.
He has
worked for you, then you delay his salary. Then you deny the word of God. Let me use it. Can't he also quickly use it for something else? What you want to do, is it better than what he also wants to do?
Jacob,
when James will say, the Lord said that is what his mind is relying on, but you deny him. And he pronounced even a curse. No wonder some people's lives are the way they are. The man of God's prayer is that the Lord will help us. Anyone that will live the life of godliness in Christ Jesus, what does the Bible said he will do? He will suffer even persecution. And as he suffers persecution, that will bring mark on him. And as that brings mark on him,
yóò jẹ́.
In diverse ways it will be.
Ìgbà ẹlòmíràn náà tó lè sọ bí Paul pé.
That's when he can say like Paul.
Ó ń ru àpá Kristi lára.
That he bears around the mark of Christ.
Tí wọ́n bá ń ṣiyèméjì bọ́ ọmọ Ọlọ́run ní àbọ̀ ọmọ Ọlọ́run kí ọ.
If they are doubting maybe you are a child of God or not.
Tó bá ń jìyà nítorí ti orúkọ Jésù.
If you are suffering because of the name of Christ.
Gbogbo wọn ló mọ̀ pé àárẹ̀ àpá ti ń bẹ lára.
You all know that oh there is a mark on you.
Wọ́n á fún ní orúkọ.
They will give it a name.
Wọ́n á fi àmì sí lára.
They will put a mark on him.
Ní ayé ìgbà kan.
Sometimes ago.
Wọ́n máa ń pè wọ́n ní Sú.
They always call them Sue. They call them S-U, the way they dress. They see the way she has dressed their
S-U.
If they're talking to him or her and they speak like the word of God, so don't mind. Them, and it really plays the children of God to bear around such mark. They don't want them to see them as someone that is involved. Someone that knows the trending thing. Someone that is knows the trending thing that is involved. But they have the joy that they were called S U. That they are foolish. The Yoruba would change it to foolish, being foolish. So they gave themselves the name S.U. but the Yoruba would tell you that they are foolish. Man of God would like to say something more before he leaves.
I want to say, ha. Je yan ti e le wa ko ma se niru nkan bayi.
They cannot say is it possible for someone not to offend in any of these.
Eyan le se ninu iru nkan be.
One can offend in these things.
Se mo pe Paul Peter.
You see Peter?
Peter said Jesus abi o se
Jesus. Peter denied Jesus. We cannot begin to think what happened to Peter. When Jesus told Peter, he couldn't believe he could deny Jesus. And the Lord told him, you deny me three times before the cock crow. Did he deny Jesus or not? As it was picked, you are a disciple of Jesus. We all make jest of Peter. You are a disciple of Jesus. He said, no, I don't know him. How do you also do your own? The way you do your own is. So you also do this? Don't you know I'm also involved? That means you have denied Jesus. What makes one to deny Jesus? One runs away from Mark. One runs away from the bad name that you don't want.
One
runs away from Mark, from cross because he's afraid. One runs away from the cross because it's a sin of shame. Who wants to walk around shame? If not for shame,
to
be for fear. Why did Peter deny Jesus? It was for fear. And if they should arrest me now, and you ordered me to be killed, what would be the result of this? And he said he did not know him. The third time, you can even identify your speech. You are Galilean. And you being his follower. Probably he was even marked when he cut out the priest.
Servant.
and say, you are the person.
Can you be very loose?
What did the Bible say he did? He began to even swear.
What?
If you sworn that it's not like that, the man of God was afraid that
Peter could
go to that extent.
You
know, it was because he swore that he was released.
Wow.
Why was he released because he swore?
Eh?
Why was he released because he swore? They believed that he could not swear forcefully. So a child of God can go to that extent. Have you not gone to that extent? Because you don't want to bear the mark. The Lord will
help us.
If Peter should be arrested that day, that he will also be killed. You think he could not escape if the Lord would want him to escape?
But
he was afraid that if he should be even taken, then he would go along with Jesus. It's where there is no fear that we are afraid. And we will take it that if we don't do something contrary, we cannot do well.
And
the Lord has his way out. The man of God wants to tell us in all areas. As he knows how God moves, if Peter were to be arrested that day, he would not be killed. The Lord will make a way of escape. He was afraid. And he added, an oath to raise. How many times have we sworn, even on falsehood? And people were like, that should be true. And they accepted it as true. And that is a child of God. He cannot say what is not true. But you have turned things to lies. You don't even take cognizance of it again. You just feel that, you've used a trick. But the Lord has taken note of that. Why do we fear? The scripture says somewhere
that
Jesus Christ, he suffered even behind the camp.
Outside the camp.
He suffered outside the camp. And what did he say we should do? We should go to him. What does it mean that he suffered outside the camp? That he was cast away. That you leave amidst. But we want to stay in their midst. We want to be like them. We don't want them. We don't want them to name us that we are fanatics. We don't want to be ashamed. But he says, you go out to him to meet him outside the camp and do what? And bear his shame. In Hebrew chapter 13, from verses 12 to 13, it says, it told us that the sacrifice they use for sin offering, they will kill it outside the camp. Likewise, Jesus,
he suffered outside the camp. As his disciples,
that be
go outside the camp
near
and bear his suffering. Identify with him. Let everybody know. That I am on the side of Jesus. Whatever that may cost me, I'm not denying that. I will identify with everything he stands for. Come what may.
But we don't go out. Where do we all stay? In the camp. Jesus has died for our sins. You asked to go out of meeting. Jesus has even carried our shame. You asked to go out to meeting. Probably if you have found that, you can read that for me. Hebrews.
This is not our place.
Ibi ikọ ni ilu wa.
We can go outside the camp.
A le lo si eyin
ibudo. We are not tied to this place.
Ati sora wa mo
ibi yi. So why is it that we don't want to go outside the camp to identify with the Lord?
Kilo leta ofe ja lo si eyin ibudo lati ja ara wa po mo Oluwa.
And suffer reproach.
Yes, jiya ti itiju.
As he suffered.
Gege bi o se jiya.
Is there right outside the car?
Oh, wa ni eyin ibudo.
We take interest in the car.
Ṣugbọn awa ni nididin si inu ibudo.
We are comfortable in the car.
A ni itura ninu ibudo.
And our Lord is outside the car.
Oluwa wa si wa ni eyin ibudo.
Bearing the reproach.
Nibi ti o ti n ru itiju re.
Awa duro si bibi eni pe bi la wa titi.
We stay here as if we shall be here forever.
Gbogbo ti n fi lo wa awa na gba.
They are introducing to us, we are accepting them. That we will all move on together.
They
call something the system of Satan.
And we are comfortable with that.
And Jesus is asked outside the camp. He says, son, this thing you are putting your hand in is not mine. You said it doesn't mean anything. Because you don't want to bear the mark. You want to be a moderate disciple. You don't want to be a fanatic.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. John says something. That's also a challenge to the man of God.
First
John chapter 2. Verse 28. That's a challenge. When he was speaking to children of God, he wrote to the children of God. Chapter 2, verse 28. Please read that. When he appears,
appear,
we may have confidence and not be ashamed.
Point
is coming. The man of God doesn't know how it will be.
But in Jesus
will meet scenes of shame with many people. My prayer is the Lord will help
us.
We have confidence to come out to him outside the camp, and we shall even bear the reproach because we don't have a continuous
city.
We use all opportunities we have here to satisfy ourselves, and we put aside this all as if we are going to be here forever. We will stand before him one day, and we shall give account of what we have done. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, please help me.
Will
not be ashamed at your appearing. Give me grace. I don't want to be among those that will be ashamed. Give me grace to come to you outside the camp and bear your reproach. you want to be on my body, I will not run away from it. I will stand. I will be on your side.
Oluwa dupe lowo re. Oluwa fi gbogbo ogo fun o. Oruko Jesu Oluwa gba ope wa.
Amen.
Oruko Jesu Oluwa gba yin wa.
Amen.
Abere fun iranlowo lati duro fun Jesu. Ninu on gbogbo, nibi gbogbo, lori on gbogbo. Loruko Jesu Oluwa wa ran wa lowo.
Amen.
Eleyi le mu apa wa. Ṣugbọn sibe a o duro tori na Oluwa wa ran wa lowo.
Amen.
A mo pe agbelebu ko wa optional, is a required instrument ti a mo gbe gege bi omo leyin. Is required in our lives, and that will actually bring its scars on us. Tori na Oluwa wa ran wa lowo.
Amen.
Nigba ti Paul o mo ngba to kowe si Timothy, oni ta ba se oun na o se wa, ti a o ba gbagbo o duro ni olooto ko le se ara re. Oluwa jo wa ran wa lowo.
Amen.
Je ka le se to to.
Amen.
Adupe nitori pe ti bo.
Amen.
Jesu Oluwa wa.
Amen.